This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at exercise and your gut microbiome, and finally, a story about artificial sweeteners and insulin resistance. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 476, recorded September 12th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The commensal microbiota, host immunity, and metabolism participate in a signaling network with diet influencing each component of this triad. In addition to diet, many elements of a modern lifestyle influence the gut microbiota, but the degree to which exercise affects this population has been unclear. Therefore, the authors of a recent study published in the journal Gut explore exercise and diet for their impact on the gut microbiota. As expected, athletes and controls differed significantly with respect to plasma creatine kinase, a marker of extreme exercise, and inflammatory and metabolic markers. More importantly, athletes had a higher diversity of gut microorganisms, representing 22 distinct phyla, which in turn positively correlated with protein consumption and creatine kinase. The results of this study provide evidence for a beneficial impact of exercise on gut microbiota diversity, but also indicate that the relationship is complex and is related to accompanying dietary extremes. As always, discuss all exercise and nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Non-nutritive sweeteners, such as sucralose, have been reported to have metabolic effects in animal studies. However, the relevance of these findings to human subjects is not clear. The authors of a recent study evaluated the acute effects of sucralose ingestion on metabolic response to an oral glucose load in obese subjects. Compared with the control condition, sucralose ingestion caused a greater incremental increase in peak plasma glucose concentrations, a greater incremental increase in insulin area under the curve, a greater peak insulin secretion rate decrease in insulin clearance, amongst other findings. There were no significant differences between conditions in active glucagon-like peptide 1, glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, glucagon incremental AUC, or indices of the sensitivity of the beta cell response to glucose. The study concludes that these data demonstrate that sucralose affects the glycemic and insulin responses to an oral glucose load in obese people who do not normally consume non-nutritive sweeteners. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Benjamin Franklin. Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.